Welcome home, neighbors. It's Mary Ann from Omaha, Nebraska, owner of Saratoga Springs Resort, and you're listening to the My DVC Points podcast.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 55 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at Vacation Club Loan. If you're paying more than 9.9% interest on a DVC loan, you owe it to yourself and your family to reach out and contact Debbie over there at 800-334-2334. Debbie offers fast, friendly, lower than industry average interest rates with no prepayment penalty. Again, Vacation Club Loans. Today's show has a little bit of a backstory. Go back over to episode 15, where I'm interviewing Chris Salata, and he kind of picks up a gauntlet and slaps me and gives me this challenge to go check out the Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa, the spa side of it, Senses Spa. And so I thought about it for a while and ended up saying, well, you know, I'm not going to do it myself, but I'll get my wife a gift card there for Christmas. And then I thought about it even more, and I thought, yeah, I should probably come back in and do one because they offer some incredible discounts to DVC members. And so we're continuing our series on the Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa and focusing in on the spa. Let's jump into today's show. Welcome to the Saratoga Springs Senses Spa Review Show. Today I have with me my wife, Laura. How you doing today, Laura?
Good. Hi, everybody.
What services did you get done over at Senses Spa?
I did the 50-minute Swedish massage. That's it.
Okay, perfect. I did the 80-minute when I was there, and I took some extra time in based on Chris's feedback and Ella's feedback from talking with before the show to go in and enjoy some of the other stuff. So we'll get into that into the show. But we have back the guy who inspired this whole episode, Chris Salata from episode 15, where he essentially threw down the gauntlet and challenged me to go to Senses Spa. So I couldn't not do that. And welcome to the show, Chris.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chad, for having me back. Looking forward to talking about this.
Now, Chris, what all experiences have you done over at Senses?
Well, for two different trips, summertime trips with my wife, we have done couples massages, both 50 minutes apiece. Right now, we're actually planning on going back to do something different.
Okay, gonna change it up a little bit, huh?
Yes, we actually decided to go back, but at the same time, we're like, you know, we've done this. We're going to try something completely different. We're actually going to do like feet and leg massages this time.
Ooh, okay. That is a little bit different. And we also have with us Ella Porter from episode 16. How are you doing today, Ella?
I'm great, Chad. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what all kinds of services have you had there? And I know you're a big fan. Spoiler alert.
I'm a huge fan, yeah. My husband and I go almost every trip to the Senses Spa, specifically at Saratoga Springs, no matter where we're staying. And usually we get a massage and a facial. My absolute favorite is the Citrus Grove Signature Massage, which is sort of a combination of both massage and aromatherapy. And it makes me feel amazing for days afterwards.
Nice, 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 nice. Okay, well, let's start in with booking the massages here, okay? From what I can gather, unless you're there on site, you're going to end up having to call their call center, which is open incredibly late hours. I've called it like 10:30 at night and they answered. But the phone number there is 407-WDW-SPAS. That's the easy to remember one. Or if you're a numbers person, 407-939-7727. But that's the only way I know how to book one. Have you guys done it any other way? Is there an online one you've tried?
I don't think they offer online booking. I've never seen an online booking portal for the spa services, but I know that you can absolutely walk in and book in person.
Okay. Well, that would be another alternative there. And Chris, now I think you mentioned that your wife usually books yours, right?
That's correct. I kind of had the idea that if I want her to be happy with what she gets, I'm going to let her pick.
Well, happy wife, happy life. So I get that one. Okay. And I know what I ended up doing. I booked my own, and Laura, you booked your own as well, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So that's how we all book the spas. Let's talk about transportation and getting there. In today's show, we're kind of focusing on the Senses Spa in Saratoga Springs because we're in the middle of a Saratoga Springs series. But there's also a spa over at Grand Floridian, correct?
There is. There's another Senses location at Grand Floridian.
And let's go ahead and briefly discuss the differences between the two, just so that everybody, well, obviously one's at the Saratoga Springs, there at the Carriage House, the other one, it's outside of the Grand Floridian, and it's like attached to their fitness center, correct?
Yeah, the Senses Spa at the Grand Floridian is actually almost adjacent to the villas. So if you walk out the front door of the DVC villas, you're kind of looking at the Senses Spa. Half of that is their fitness center and half of it is the Senses. It's a much smaller location, a much smaller building than the Senses location at Saratoga Springs.
Got it. So is pretty much everything offered there? It's just at a smaller level, or is there some other differences?
The amenities are different. They don't have they have the same sort of relaxation room. They do offer all of the food and beverage, the sort of progressive food and beverage options, but they don't have the whirlpool in the women and men's lounge, and they don't have the heated tile loungers. So slightly fewer amenities, and they have fewer treatment rooms. So the schedule is a little more condensed as well. There's not as many available treatment times as there are at Saratoga Springs. So for the extra amenities and for the better availability, we much prefer to just make the journey over to Saratoga, even when we're staying at Grand Floridian.
Oh, wow. That says an awful lot because it is literally like right outside the building.
Yes, correct.
Like super short commute.
Yeah, like you could almost crawl to the Senses location at Grand Floridian. The other thing that I noticed that's different is because Grand Floridian is focused on weddings, there's a higher number of wedding parties at the Senses Spa, which, don't get me wrong, I love being surrounded by the joy of a wedding taking place, but it's a different experience when you're sharing that space with people who are either waiting for their wedding services or are in the process of having wedding services done. So it can be a little more frenetic, the energy at that location, where the Senses over at Saratoga Springs tends to be incredibly relaxed, very quiet. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was like almost, well, I thought it was quiet, but then the other thing that it just kind of shocked me a little bit was when you go into Saratoga Springs and you check in, it's like it's a double layer salon. There's an upper floor and a lower floor. And the upper floor was where the massage rooms were, and the lower floor was where the whirlpool, those heated chairs, the locker rooms and showers and all that kind of stuff was down there, but there's no door to that. So when I was like walking back and forth to the room, I hear like ladies chatting down there in the spa room. Okay. And it sounds like they're just doing ladies chat kind of chitter chatter. I didn't really try to listen, but I couldn't help but not hear some things either. I thought that was a little odd.
I didn't notice it when I went. It was very, very quiet.
Yeah. I don't remember hearing any chatter either, but I don't know. I may have just tuned it out.
I know that when I've gone, it's been very quiet. And generally speaking, there was only a few people there receiving treatment. I didn't hear anything, and I was usually the only male in the male locker room. So it really, I had a nice quiet time laying on the heated stone lounges, etc. But and my wife would actually say that approximately the same thing. Maybe we're going at times that are very much more on the lighter side. But like Ella said, we also didn't necessarily see a huge number of, say, parties, larger, you know, groups of people at Saratoga.
Well, that could be the case then. That could be a very good benefit, because I imagine you're not going to just sit there in the hot tub and chat with random people too much. But I definitely heard it walking by, because the hot tubs are like right at the foot of the stairs to the right going down. And well, it's all a tile room in there because of the water and the water vapor. So it's all tiled and everything just bounced. But could just be me being an auditory podcaster snob kind of a person. Okay, I'll take that one.
Could have left out and had a wedding party too.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so getting to the spas, obviously if you're at Grand Flow and you're going to the Grand Flow one, it's a short walk. Or you could take the monorail or whatever, but this is the Saratoga show. So how did you all get to Saratoga?
Well, for me, we had an 8:30 appointment for our first time doing this. And we were staying at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and this was actually before the times of minivans. Well, there was no other real way of getting there, and I've even inquired with the front desk saying, hey, we have a spa appointment, and I was actually kind of hoping they would actually provide a shuttle, thinking, you know, it's one of those types of things that they would, and I really didn't know if they would or could or should or not. So once they basically said, no, you'll have to take a cab if you want to go directly there, or you'll have to go through a park. I kind of thought to myself that would take an extraordinarily long period of time to do a connecting flight, so to speak, through a park. And at that time, there are not really any buses going through Disney Springs at the time where you could just walk on over. So for the first time, my wife and I actually tried an Uber. So we actually took an Uber from Animal Kingdom Lodge over to Saratoga. It was like a $12 Uber charge plus a tip, and got us over there in about 22 minutes. It was a really easy and good experience for us. And when we did it again, we also Ubered as well. It just seemed to be the easiest way to get from a resort to resort at that time for us.
Okay. I know when I came, I had a rental car. So I just drove over and parked there by the parking lot you would use for the Springs bus stop. So Laura, you drove over as well, right?
Yeah. Yep. And we were just there a couple weeks ago and we had rented a van the entire time. So I drove over. Easy to get to, easy to park. Not as easy to find the Census Spa, but easy to get a parking spot there.
Okay, what about you, Ella?
Typically, when we're at Walt Disney World, we have either a rental car or sometimes we drive down from Philadelphia, so we'll have our own car. So anytime we have our own car, then we also just drive over there. Parking at a resort's free with any sort of a reservation. So, you know, getting into the resort and parking and then just walking over to the sort of High Rock Springs pool area is very easy for us. But on the times that we don't have our own vehicle, we always just use Uber or Lyft. You know, as Chris mentioned earlier, there's a sort of hole in Disney transportation where if you're going from one resort to another resort, there's always a transfer point in the middle. So I don't think it really makes sense to use Disney transportation for resort to resort transfers. I think it's always worth it to spend the, you know, around plus or minus $10 to take private transportation, even if that's Uber or Lyft.
Yeah, Uber or Lyft, you can't deny. I mean, and it's an interesting story there that was your first Uber experience, Chris.
It was. I was a little bit nervous, but at the same time, I thought to myself, what's the worst thing that can happen? I mean, my wife was actually probably a lot more nervous than I was because never done it before. You never know what you're going to get. And the nice part was, is that we actually requested an Uber about 7:30 in the morning. We waited about 6-7 minutes before a nice car pulled up over at Kidani Village. And I double checked the license plate, introduced myself to the driver, got his name, you know, just kind of did some of the simple checks with Uber itself. And it was a very uneventful, quiet conversation at times, but uneventful trip over to Saratoga. And they dropped us off right over by Bell Services. And it was a straight shot walk right over to the Census entrance.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Where is this at Saratoga Springs? Because that is a massive resort.
You're right. It's over by the Carriage House building. And so if you're going to go into the main lobby area, it is over to the side, kind of in between where you would start walking down towards the pool and where you would go in to Artist's Palette. So in essence, if you were looking at the door to enter into the lobby and you look directly to your left, you'll actually see the Census entrance approximately 100 feet away.
Yeah, I look at it like it's right outside of Artist's Palette. There's an exit there from Artist's Palette that goes straight out to the pool. And if you come out of Artist's Palette and hang a right, it's just right there.
if you're driving over to Saratoga Springs and you park in the lot that's the closest to the pool, the main pool, you can actually enter through the pool area and go up the steps as well.
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing that they said was even if you're not staying there, you have access to the outdoor pool because they're giving you resort amenities while you're there, is if I remember that correctly.
That's interesting. I've not heard that, but that sounds like a nice plus.
Oh yeah, for sure. They haven't offered that to us directly, but that's a nice perk. That pool at Saratoga Springs is wonderful.
Oh, the High Rock pool, really cool. My favorite one over there is over at Paddock, but that's a conversation for another episode. So that's pretty much it. The only thing that I can say that's a little confusing over at Census Spa there is it's a two-level situation. Because depending on where you park, if you park by the carriage house and the drop-off circle for Bell Services, then you're parking on the upstairs. But if you park down where the buses drop off, right there where, you know, the horsing around and the community hall and all of that stuff is along the road, you're parking on the lower level and you're going to have to come in and go up a flight of steps to get to the upper level. That's the only thing that I think is a little bit confusing. If you just allow time, you won't have a problem. But that's another really good thing. How much extra time do you guys allow before your appointment?
For our first time, we got there about 30 minutes before our appointment, as that's what was advised since it was our first time there. They wanted to give us a little bit of a tour of the facility and to allow us to enjoy the relaxation room a little bit before our procedures.
Okay, so you just did the 30 minutes.
We did. Now, for the second time, we actually arrived. I see you learn from these things. For the second time, we actually did two things. One, we arrived actually about 45 minutes early and we skipped the tour because obviously we've been there before. So we had a nice amount of time in the relaxation room beforehand. And we also planned it out that the next thing that we were doing after our scheduled appointment, it would actually allow us to remain in the relaxation room or to lounge around in the lounges for about an hour or so afterwards. So we were able to actually enjoy some of that, what I call the post-procedure euphoric time. Because I'll admit, the whole body couple massage, so nice. And I just wanted to relax a little bit after our procedure.
Yeah, Ella, what's your take on getting there sooner?
Really similar to what Chris said. I think the first time we went to the census location at Saratoga Springs, we didn't realize they had extra amenities. So we arrived just half an hour before. And when we found the little rooms that are adjacent to the locker rooms that have the hot tub, like whirlpool, and the heated tile loungers in them, we were actually sad that we hadn't come earlier. So the next time around, we got there an hour before our treatments. And much like Chris, we skipped the orientation and basically relaxed for an hour. They use enough high-end product during the treatments that I wouldn't want to do a pool or a whirlpool after the treatment because it feels like sort of a waste of that product. So we always go at least an hour early to get checked in and to be able to use the little whirlpools and relax a little. I think an hour is a magic number for us.
Yeah, I think that's what I did when I went, because I remember talking with you guys and some other people. And when I went, I went like an hour and 15 early because I knew I had to do the tour. And then I knew I would want to come back in and take in as many details as I could so that I'd have something to talk about on this episode. And that's what I ended up doing. And I thought an hour 15 was about right to give yourself some time to explore in there, to take some time in the whirlpool. And then I think I even spent around 15 minutes on those stone chairs, which are amazingly relaxing. I didn't think sitting on a stone chair would be all that comfortable, but a heated stone chair that's got the right curvature to it, now we're talking.
All I have to say is that they have those same heated lounge chairs on some of the Disney cruise ships. And that's where I found those chairs first, in the rainforest room for the Census Spa that was on the Disney Dream. And so when I saw that they had them there at Saratoga, I was all over that. I knew exactly what I was doing when I said, I am just going to sit here for 15 or 20 minutes. I am going to relax. I'm going to put on some quiet music on my headphones and sit here for about 15 or 20 minutes beforehand. And it was a wonderful way for me to just unwind a little bit. before experiencing what I was going to have done.
Perfect. And Laura, did you try the heated chairs?
I didn't try the heated chairs, and I didn't do the hot tub either, just because at that point we were in Florida for 2 weeks in the heat, and just the thought of more heat was just too much for me at that point. It looked inviting, but not in the summertime for me.
You know, the interesting part is that I thought the same thing at first, and then I also found that they had these chilled towels that were right there by the stone lounges, and afterwards I was able to take that nice chilled towel and like kind of, I'll say, wipe my face and my, you know, arms and stuff with it. It was such a rush. It was a nice contrast in temperatures on my body. And it's just, I know it sounds weird to call it like that. I mean, this was one of my, you know, first times doing this sort of thing. And I was just, I guess you could say, I was rather tickled to experience a lot of these different things I've never done before. And I would definitely say, like, I think we're all getting at allowing some extra time before or even after the procedure is definitely worth the extra time invested.
Yeah, I think that Sensa Spa definitely lives up to its name. They have a focus on stimulating all of your senses. And, you know, you have like different drinks through your journey, and they have little different snacks that are specifically designed to go with whatever treatment you're having. And then the like hot and cold in the, you know, the relaxation areas, and then leading up into your treatment. I feel like it's the whole process is sort of a journey, and arriving a little bit early to take all of that in is part of what you're paying for. So I really, that's one of my favorite parts of doing a treatment there.
Now, Chad, if you don't mind me indulging here for a minute, I wanted to mention something in regards to me being a bigger guy going to this particular spa, especially in my first time. I was very nervous that, one, they wouldn't have, like, say, a robe that would, well, I was worried that we were going to have a robe that didn't fit or something like that. And I was going to walk around looking kind of funny and this, that, and the other. When you do make your appointment, they do ask, you know, what size robes, et cetera, that you would like to have. And my wife actually asked them and arranged so that they had a bigger robe there for me. And so even as a big guy, you know, I'll admit it, I'm 6 foot, 300 pounds. And they had robe and slippers that fit me perfectly. And I felt like a king in this very plush, fluffy robe. And I thought to myself, oh, if I could actually just take this home with me, I would just totally, completely call it, you know, the most perfect experience in the world. But,
and you can, know, sometimes, they do sell those robes there.
Yeah, they do. Unfortunately, I think one of those robes is so big and fluffy, it would take up literally the entire space of one of my suitcases. Now, I mentioned that because, you know, sometimes if you've never done a spa experience before, and especially if you are a bigger person, you kind of wonder. And I'm just basically saying this, that, you know, if there is a concern of that sort, bring it up to the cast member that is taking your reservation. And I'm willing to bet that they already have the ability to accommodate.
Oh, you can imagine. Yeah. Yeah. That's a really, really, really good point, Chris. Because I'm going to be honest, up until this point, my experiences with massage have been a little local chain here that hires a lot of people right out of massage school. And it's kind of like a membership club. I think it's $60 a month for one 90-minute massage, something along those lines. Or maybe it's 2 hours that I got for $60, something along those lines. But I knew from friends that are massage therapists that that's where people go right out of school, and then they get their experience and then they move on. So to approach this like this is a high-end luxury spa wasn't really on my radar. And I looked at it and I was like going, okay, I'll try it. I mean, because there's obviously going to be somebody listening to the show that's either never been themselves or has a limited experience such as myself. And I'm going to say it was enjoyable. Was it worth the money? I don't know. Because my frame of reference is down here at the right out of massage therapist school type businesses. So
you've actually had massages done outside of Senses before you actually tried it out there.
Yeah, yeah. Because what it was I was going through a really intensive workout time, and one of the exercise physiologists recommended, hey, you should consider doing this once a week, because I was literally working out 6 days a week for 2 hours plus a day. And so I said, okay, I'll try it. And I kind of liked it. It did help you feel better. It did help the muscles relax and all that kind of fun stuff. But that was my experience coming into it. Other than this, it was like next to nothing. So no spas, no pedicures, no manicures, no nothing. Okay.
The first time I suggested to my husband that he come with me, because I love spas. It's like one of my, I never have time in my regular life. I live in a big city in Philadelphia, and we have tons of spas, but I think I've been to the spa in Philadelphia maybe twice. There's just not time in my life to do that. So, I figure for the cost of a nice dinner when I'm on vacation, one of the things that I basically always want to do is go and have like a self-indulgent half day where it's just about me. So and this is the way I've always kind of looked at vacations, is like, where is the closest ultra luxury spa? So, my husband's used to this kind of idea that I'm going to go and have a massage or a facial or something, on vacation. And the first time I suggested that he come with me, he was like, absolutely not. Like he's like a big, tough guy, tall, muscular, like a little rough around the edges.
Not checking in my man card for that one. Right.
Exactly. He was like, no, absolutely not. I am not going to get, to Girlyville and, having someone put lotion on me. Like, he was dead set against it. So then basically I ambushed him on one trip, and I got him at Saratoga Springs, they do a gentleman's facial. So I was like, I promise you it's not girly. It's going to be very masculine. So you have nothing to be concerned about. You're not going to smell like a flower. They're not going to powder you. It'll be totally fine. And after that, after he had they have a facial that's focused on men. After he had that facial done, that was it. Now he wants to go with me every time, because there are like tremendous relaxation benefits, both like emotionally and physically. Like it's really just great for a reset, especially after all that intense park time.
I think that's a really good point that, I know this is very, very, very popular with DVC members. When I start talking out there in the community about it, people light up about the spas. And I started putting two and two together, and it's almost like, as DVC members, we go to Walt Disney World so much and so often, and the parks don't really change that much from trip to trip. So we're kind of used to the parks, and we're all looking for something extra and extra special to add on. And it seems like this spa kind of fits the bill there.
I have to agree. The interesting part to this is that it was a new experience that now has become a favorite of mine. And during the trips that I take with my wife as a couples only trip, it's actually very much a highlight of what we do. In fact, for a future trip, we actually have something different planned with the leg and lower back massage and feet massage. And my wife is actually going to have her nails done there at the same time, because with some of the discounts, it's actually more cost effective for her to do it there than it is to do it at our local place. And I'm glad that she can do that. And I'm glad it's something that Disney has there, because it is definitely an experience I don't do anywhere else. I don't do it here locally, mainly because I guess you could say I've enjoyed it so much at Senses, I'd almost be afraid that I'd be let down locally. And that's a very honest to goodness fear of mine. And it's also something special that we get to do together. And that's definitely a draw to me as well.
Yeah, it sounds like it's your special couples Disney trip event. Okay. And to your point, Blue Card members at DVC are getting what, 20% off these days on a standard day?
Yeah, 20% off is the standard discount for DVC members.
But you could always ask when you go to book your actual procedures, if there are any extra specials going on, and sometimes there are, or also ask if there are any DVC specific upgrades that you can add on to your current procedure. For example, when we did our couples massages, one of the DVC upgrades was that we got free aromatherapy treatments at the same time. And that doesn't seem like a lot, but the way they do it is so cool as you're getting ready to have your massage done. Really super enjoyed aromatherapy. And I can't say that I can't say that I would do aromatherapy every single time as the upgrade, but it was a nice touch, and it was a free upgrade.
Yeah, I did the aromatherapy as an upgrade as well. And to your point, I don't know myself enough to know if it did anything different to me, but it was an enjoyable scent. Okay. I'll say, okay.
I have to agree. I mean, it was one of the things where I think one time I did lavender, which is supposed to be very relaxing to begin with. And I think the next time I did, it was something citrusy. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was supposed to be invigorating and awakening, so to speak. And I tried both. I enjoyed both a lot. And I don't know if I would do it if it wasn't a free upgrade. But again, it was very much enjoyable.
Yeah, I think the other option when I was there, it was tangerine.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what it was tangerine.
Oh, tangerine's a form of citrus, so.
Yeah, it was good, I thought.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so yeah, my massage therapist actually looked me up and said, ooh, you're DVC, would you like one of these two? And sure, bring it on if it doesn't cost anything extra. So that part was really cool. And then the other thing that Laura got in on that I didn't, because I did mine on a May trip, and then she did hers this summer on the summer trip with the family. So I only got the 20% off, but 2018 and 2019, both years, they've ran a summer special at 40% off. And to me, that was a killer deal.
That's an amazing deal. Yeah, that makes it, 40% off makes it less than getting a massage here at one of the places, like you mentioned, the chain places. 40% off at Senses would make it cheaper than getting a massage at a local place. That is an incredible special.
It is. And that's actually one of the reasons why my wife is able to take advantage of a special manicure type of a procedure and actually have it be less expensive than something locally. When she found out that particular discount was available, I looked at her and said, so you booked it, right? Now, I want her to have that kind of experience. And of course, let's face it, discounts a discount. It allows us to do other things as well.
Yeah, it either allows you to stretch your budget farther or put it in reach when this wasn't, or get that added extra, which is kind of what they're counting on, is you're going to take, if you had $200 budgeted for this, and you're just going to buy more services and they're still going to get $200.
Absolutely. And I think right now she was telling me some of the different add-ons that were available also discounted along with the main services. And a lot of them were very nice 20 to 25 minute add-ons. Now, while we decided to limit our time in a procedure room, definitely if some of those things were definitely tempting, such as facial, et cetera. I'm sorry. I think I have to draw the line at a facial, but as a guy,
I think you'll be surprised how much you actually enjoy it.
Oh, gosh. Now you're throwing down the gauntlet like I threw it down to Chad. Yeah.
I also have a big tough guy for a husband who said the same exact thing. He's like, I will not absolutely, positively ever. And then he did. And now he's a total convert. So if you have some extra time and while there's a huge special going on, I could not more strongly recommend a facial than, I mean, it's one of my favorite things to get done and one of my husband's favorite things to get done. So I don't know. I think you would like it.
Chris, the gauntlet that gets thrown around comes around. Just saying, buddy. Just saying.
Point very well taken. And I will have to let y'all know what is decided.
Okay. So yeah, we'll expect a trip report or at least a post over there in the MyDVC Points community group or the post on this episode when it comes up with an update from you there, Chris, to see if you rose to the challenge and what your thoughts were.
That's a very fair point.
So the only other note that I have here is when I was talking with my massage therapist, it sounded like the staff Some of them have some set days at a specific location, but the most of them will rotate. And I didn't realize that there was massage services offered outside of Saratoga and Grand Flow. But apparently over at Animal Kingdom, they offer massage. At Yacht and Beach, they offer massage. And it seems like she mentioned some other resorts as well that offer massage services.
Almost all of the deluxe resorts have one or two treatment rooms adjacent to, if they have any kind of a salon or any kind of aesthetic services, they have one or two treatment rooms that are adjacent to that area, but it's not a full census spa. The only full census spas are at Saratoga Springs and at Grand Floridian.
See, I didn't know that. And that's actually very interesting to know, because maybe it's not necessarily as convenient, or maybe you don't get everything that you would normally get if you went to one of the two main spas, but it's good to know that there are options as well. I knew that there were some available, but I guess you could say they're hidden in plain sight then.
They are. If you're not looking at spa services, it's really easy to overlook even the big spa locations, like the Senses location at Saratoga Springs. I think you wouldn't even know it was there. So I would love to see Disney promoted a little bit more. I think it would be something that more people would enjoy if they even knew about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, we're definitely doing our part with a blog post and podcast episode.
Oh, for sure.
Well, let's just do a quick vote then. We'll go around the table. Let's say you're staying at Copper Creek and there is a massage available there. Would you take two boats over to Grand Flow, or would you somehow take a boat, a bus, or some combination, or an Uber to go to Saratoga, or would you book the one at the resort?
I would go to Saratoga.
Yeah, same. I would make the trip over to Saratoga. The experience is awesome at that census location.
I would book at the resort.
You would go to the resort?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to just look at my schedule and see how much time I had available. I liked Saratoga and I liked the heated rock chairs. I liked the whirlpool. I liked the showers. Man, I was even impressed and almost blown away by the fact that they had everything you needed there in that bathroom. They had razors, they had shaving cream. They had one-time use toothbrushes that were preloaded with toothpaste. You name it, they had it. So
in the ladies' room, they have a hair dryer, like a salon quality hair dryer and a flat iron.
Okay. I think we had a hair dryer in there too, but not that I would need one of those. Okay.
Same here. Here's my thing. If you're talking price for price the same, I would surely go to Saratoga. If the price for the same service was slightly less before any discounts at one of the non-census locations, I would consider it.
So it would be about the savings, right?
Yeah, I agree. If they would offer like a less expensive, similar treatment, I would consider having it done at the resort that I am staying at. But for the same price, I'm definitely going to make the trip to Saratoga.
Because sometimes best value doesn't necessarily equate to the cheapest experience either. You know, sometimes you want to pay to have those extras, the really nice relaxation room, the really nice lounge, to be able to stay there for an hour before, an hour after, making it a pretty much a half day type of experience if you really tried. To me, I think that is definitely worth the money. And without that, if it was the same price for same services, I don't know if it would equate to the same value.
Yeah, I could definitely see that the extra services and experiences are what makes senses. So I'm down with that. The other thing that I had to comment on here as well, and it's in the fine print, and they tell you this when you book, but there is a 20% gratuity that's added to your bill right off the get-go.
I don't necessarily see an issue with that. In fact, I can honestly tell you that each time we actually added a little bit more, only because of how our therapists treated us and how well the services went. It may not necessarily be another 20%, but we think the especially if you're already getting some discounted services as it is, it's nice to be able to not only have a gratuity in there that's worthy, but also to spread the love a little bit more, especially if you walk out of there really happy.
I was going to say, I liked having it built in. I tip at least 20%, so it just kind of made it easy.
I think it's a good thing to bring up to warn people that, you know, spa services are generally a tipped position, but 20% is pretty standard. I don't think I've ever been to a spa that doesn't add the gratuity automatically.
Yeah, maybe it's just because I'm going to the one right out of school where you did it yourself.
But. Yeah, that's true. But it's definitely a good thing to know for people who've never done a spa experience before to expect that to appear on the invoice.
Yeah, which is why I brought it up.
Yeah, I think it's very good to know that that is the case. And like Laura, I do appreciate the fact that it's already included. It's one of those cases where I know some people might not necessarily agree with a predetermined gratuity. You know, at the same time, if for some reason you have an experience that is not worthy of a 20% gratuity, that's when I think that, you know, you would have to actually talk to somebody there before you leave, because that means something went horribly wrong. That's my two cents on how I treat that sort of situation. But so far, you know, it's been a, you know, batting 1,000 and as to just walking into there, wanting to go back in.
Yeah, their standards seem to be extremely high. I cannot imagine leaving there thinking that somebody didn't deserve the 20%.
I can't remember a time that I've ever been like, man, maybe 20 was a little too high. I've never even been close to that. It's been the services that I've received have been outstanding each time.
Yeah, it's just in my core, I don't like the fixed part. I'm just that kind of a person. I don't have a problem with 20. And if that's industry standard, you'll hear me say this a million times over. Take care of your cast members. They take care of you. So I don't have a problem with it. I just think it's, I don't like the, this is fixed. I didn't have a choice in there. But I guess you could always go more if you wanted to. So wrapping this up then, any final comments or anything else that we've yet to cover on the Census spa experience here? Anything anybody else would really want to know?
I think the massage itself, and I've had many massages over the years from many different places, and it was one of the best that I've had. It was phenomenal. So I would recommend it and I would go back.
Yeah, and your sister's a massage therapist.
She is. Yep. Yep. She would approve of this place too.
Chris, you had some thoughts here?
Yeah. I think as a person who has never experienced it outside of Disney, it's definitely something to try. I think it's a bucket list item to at least give it a shot. The nice part is that they do have many different types of treatments that go from very basic to very elaborate. And I think if there's a concern about budget, simply ask what they can do for you for a particular budget and a particular time frame. Everything from, like, my wife had an add-on one time with my daughter, like having her hands and arms done. And that was a very small thing, but she's like, that was just absolutely fabulous. You know, for me, when I first did it, I was concerned. I've never had anything like that. And they were so professional. They talked to me in such a calming voice when we were in the procedure. It really put me at ease. And it basically made me a guest for life there, in my opinion. And definitely ask about different discounts, because it may be more affordable than you think.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing is they will take a Disney gift card there as well. So you can, all of my Disney gift card listener fans, you can go out and get your discounted Disney gift cards and take another 10% off or more by just paying with a gift card. Ella, what was some of your thoughts?
I've done the spas, the Disney spas at Saratoga Springs. I've done them on the Disney Fantasy at Villas at the, well, at Grand Californian, and at Aulani. And I can tell you that Aulani is definitely number one, but the Census location at Saratoga Springs is the second best spa experience that you can have in the entire Disney microcosm. It stands up to world-class spas everywhere, like at the Four Seasons or other luxury resort experiences. The spa at Saratoga Springs is one of the best I've been to in the world, and I would not hesitate to recommend it completely, wholeheartedly.
I'm sensing a gauntlet coming my way for our Aulani trip in 2021. So,
okay. So even not just for the show, but just for your reference. And when you guys go to Aulani, their relaxation area is outside. It's a water garden that they built. It has like 9 or 10 different water features, plus like a cold plunge pool, plus a hot pool. And then they have like these saunas in the locker rooms. It is the best spa I have ever been to in my life. And we actually did it on the second to last day. And like we normally do at Saratoga, we allowed just about an hour before our treatment to enjoy the amenities, but it was not enough time. You need at least 90 minutes for the water guard. So if you decide to do the spa at Aulani, definitely go at least 90 minutes before your treatment.
I don't need convincing. I will go ahead and do that.
Oh, it's so good.
At least once.
Oh my gosh. So we did the spa in the morning, and then we had just the two of us dinner at Ama Ama that evening. And it was like at sunset, and we ate outside on the terrace. It was one of the best days I have ever had, like in my whole entire life. It was incredible. Like such, I thought I'd be bored because there's no park, right? There's like not a lot to go do. There's a ton on the island of Oahu to go do, but the resort is just sort of the pool and the spa. So I was like, oh, well, that's, you know, just a hotel, but it really isn't. Like everything is just, you know, Disney, how they do everything incredibly well. This is better than I expected. It's really so incredible. Aulani is.
I think it's also noteworthy that, you know, Senses is available on all four Disney Cruise Line ships as well. And that was actually my very first experience with the Senses. I didn't have a procedure done, but they had what they called a rainforest room pass. And it was nice because anytime I can walk in there, check in, I had access to steam rooms, saunas, themed showers that were really awesome. Basically private whirlpools that overlooked the side of the ship over the ocean, as well as, that's right, the stone heated lounges. And it was very reasonable price to just get away from it all for a little bit. But they also had a lot of other procedures that were available, both not only for adults, but they also had some teen experiences as well.
Feel free to challenge Chad to get me that as a Christmas gift.
I feel a setup here. Right? I feel a setup.
You know,
the Senses on the newer ships are better than the Senses on the older ships. The older ships are interior, like on the Magic and the Wonder. So they don't have the overlook, and the rainforest room is much smaller. So on the Fantasy and the Dream, they're, it's funny. We did Dine with an Imagineer on our last trip, and we lucked out, and two Imagineers showed up. Each of them thought the other had canceled. So we actually got to sit and have lunch with two different Imagineers, and one of them was working on the design for the two new ships that are coming. And the only thing that I, you know, said to him was like, make the spa bigger. The rainforest room experience is so good that if you added like a therapy pool or another water feature to that, it would be, for me, the selling, because I love spas. So for me, it would be the selling. It would completely justify the difference between Disney Cruise Line and other cruise lines if they just upgraded the spa a little bit on those new ships. So fingers crossed. I can't wait to see what they do with those spaces on the two new, or now three new ships that are coming.
Very good. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap this episode up then. And before you guys like sign me up for even more of this stuff. Anyways, thanks for joining us, Laura. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Ella, for coming in and sharing your experiences with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today, I'd like to give a special shout out of thanks to Amy Alexandra for writing this awesome review on Apple Podcast. The best. I love to listen to my DVC Points podcast. I've been a loyal listener since the beginning. I've learned so much on how to maximize the worth of my Disney Vacation Club. Chad invites so many great guests, each bringing new ideas and share how they do Disney. Other guests have provided their expertise in the financial area. Chad often invites people from DVC Resale Market, sharing best practices for buying and selling. And let's not forget Debbie and her team from Vacation Club Loans. After hearing her on the podcast, I reached out to them, and they have saved me a lot of money by refinancing my loan with a much better rate. Kudos to all that teach us new things every week on the My DVC Points podcast. Thank you so much for that awesome 5-star review and the shout out to our sponsors. They are absolutely incredible people to work with, both Vacation Club Loans and DVC Resale Market.
We are sitting here at 93 five-star reviews. We'd love to reach 100. If you're an Apple user, you like the show, go ahead over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. We'll be back next week with a review of the Saratoga Springs treehouses. Thanks for listening and have a magical day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.